So it's that part of the week again where we take a look at what's been happening in football on the other side of the Atlantic. Of course, from the UK perspective, you know, once we've had Bonfire Night, that the Major League Soccer season is in its very final stages, but the exciting ones. We are talking playoffs, and to talk more about that, Drew Farmer, our Major League Soccer expert, is with me. Drew, good afternoon.
Hey, Andy. Always good to be back, and especially after a weekend of goals after a bit of a false start in the MLS Cup playoffs.
Yeah, last week you and I spoke about the fact that in the conference semi-finals up to the moment we spoke, there'd only been three goals in three games, and all those three goals actually came in one game. Then, next night, five between Columbus and New York City FC.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, New York City and Columbus went at it again last night in the second leg of that final. And, you know, Columbus, a bit of an embattled team at the moment. They were able to squeak through, you know, by the skin of their teeth, as they say, on aggregate with a 4-3 on 4-3, despite losing on Sunday to New York City, thanks to goals from David Villa and Andre Struna. But, you know, Columbus really able to batten down the hatches in that second half and that final 30 minutes. And, you know, they go through, even though having a bit of uncertainty about their future, and they get one more game this season, at least one more game there at Crew Stadium in Columbus.
Yeah, the next game that they're going to be playing is that conference final against Toronto FC. They have managed to get past Red Bulls, although it's a case that a lot of people are talking not so much about what happened on the pitch, but things that happened off it at halftime.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, the Red Bulls just coming up a little bit empty-handed in this aggregate series. They did get the win 1-0 thanks to a Bradley Wright Phillips goal, but they do go out on the Ray goals rule as it finished 2-2 on aggregate. Now, the big talking point, as you say, was in the during halftime in the tunnel to the locker room, where Josie Altidore and Sasha Kljestan went at it. And according to Sasha Kljestan, was shoved into the wall by Josie Altidore and then accosted by him. And you know, if you look on social media, there's some videos of the big pull apart brawl between the two sides. And you know, this is going to really hurt Toronto as they go into the next match against Columbus. Josie Altidore will be suspended. He received a red card for the incident in the tunnel, and also Sebastian Giovinco picked up another yellow card, so an accumulation of cards will keep him out of the next game when they travel to Columbus. So, you know, Toronto might be up against it in that first round game as they go to a fever pitch or a very hostile environment there with Columbus, because these two teams do have a bit of a rivalry and that kind of a location there. They have a bit of a regional rivalry going as well. So a lot of things going on here for Toronto, and not good things really, even though they go through.
So that's the East settled. What about the West? Seattle and Houston, the teams who've gone through their journeys, how would you have assessed those, though, to get to that final?
Well, in the end, Seattle went through quite easily thanks to two goals from Clint Dempsey in the second leg there. They knock off Vancouver Whitecaps. And, you know, Houston, kind of like in the way of Columbus, they were able to play that first round game, that one-legged knockoff game there, knockout game there, to get to the conference semifinals, and you know, that gave them a lot of momentum going forward, and they were able to beat Portland 2-1. They came from behind with goals from Dylan Rimmick and Mario Manitas, and you know, Houston has been one of those teams all year, been, you know, not great, but you know, decent enough to get to where they are. And I think just like Columbus, because they played that extra game, that play-in game, if you will, I think that gives them a lot of momentum, and they'll be very tough to beat for Seattle going forward. But, you know, if you look at the final four teams, we might have a matchup of last year's MLS Cup final, as both Seattle and Toronto are still left in this. And, you know, hopefully that will be a bit of a better game than the one we saw in 2016.
Just quickly, the sides that we've lost, Drew, so Vancouver, Red Bulls, New York City FC and Portland Timbers, do you see any big changes that may happen there with the fact that they got so far but didn't get to the final, or do you think everybody generally is fairly happy?
You know, in some ways I think some of those teams are fairly happy. For New York City FC, I think it's a bit of a disappointment. They finished second in the Eastern Conference. They had a really good season. And they just kind of miss out the end. They had a very poor game in that first leg against Columbus. So, you know, I think they can be very happy with what they've done, but also disappointed at the same time. And, you know, Patrick Vieira could be off to somewhere else. You know, there's been links with him to go to Europe to do some coaching and to take over a club here. So we could see him leave, and that could throw some things into, shuffle things up there, if you will. Also, we did see the end of Andrea Pirlo's time with New York City FC yesterday. He did come on for a bit of a cameo in the 90th minute there for New York City. But, you know, other than that, looking at it, Vancouver Whitecaps can also be a bit disappointed. They did bring in Freddie Montero at the start of the season. He was a big money acquisition in the off season, and, you know, things just didn't necessarily get going fully for them during the season, and they ended up finishing third in the Western Conference. So I guess, like New York City, they could be feel a bit disappointed with how they did for 2017.
I just want to quickly catch up as well on Columbus Crew. We've spoken about them. They've got through to the next round. They are in the conference final, taking on Toronto. We've spoken a lot about the team in the last couple of weeks with the whole talk of they might move. Have you kind of read much in the last week about development of that? And when we hear such fervent fans potentially there to the for the game against Toronto, you almost think, well, do they need to move still?
Well, you know, I think there's still a lot of disbelief and anger right now towards both the Crew's owner, Anthony Precourt, and to MLS Commissioner Don Garber, who, you know, it's funny that there was an article I was reading just earlier today that earlier this year, Garber was in Austin giving a bit of a speech talking about how Austin would be a fantastic city for MLS. And, you know, fast forward to October, and Anthony Precourt is talking about moving the Crew to Austin. But, you know, I think that right now there's a lot of fans and a lot of people in the Columbus area trying to keep the club there. You know, they've got a bit of a campaign going, Save the Crew. And I think with the way that the team is playing, that this is a bit of a great protest, if you will. You know, they were able to bring out a large support for that first game against New York City FC in the conference semifinals. And I think when Toronto comes to town for the conference finals, I think we're going to see another large crowd. And if you look at the MLS standings, it's quite funny that the Crew did finish with a higher points total than either Seattle or Houston in the Western Conference. So, you know, if the Crew do make it to the MLS Cup final, they could be hosting it maybe 13 months before a possible move to Austin, Texas. So, you know, I think, that's something that maybe owner Anthony Precourt doesn't necessarily want to see. But, you know, I guess you could say it could be a great advertisement to the next city that they go to.
Yeah, no, fair enough. Just on terms of like admin and things, we were talking about NASL last week and their status and would they become once again the official second tier of US soccer. So there's that, but also then the fact that they are still playing games. We've actually come to the final next weekend, San Francisco Delta taking on New York Cosmos.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, we did talk about that that injunction that they had tried to get filed, but it's actually been denied. So at the moment, the NASL will be losing their D2 status at the end of next week after the Soccer Bowl is played, and that will, as you said, pit New York City Cosmos or the New York Cosmos against the San Francisco Deltas. And, you know, we talked about the Columbus Crew who are a bit embattled there. Well, San Francisco, we talked about earlier this season already saying that, well, they're probably not going to be back next year because of financial troubles, but they do have a chance at winning the NASL title this year. So, you know, not a great advertisement for a league that says that they have six clubs ready to join the league. You know, I don't know where these six clubs are coming from, but, you know, the NASL has been a mess for quite some time, and it looks like with their future a bit of a mystery that the Soccer Bowl will be going on with possibly one of the teams dropping out of the league next year, if it does somehow stay around.
Yeah, who knows what the future of the NASL is. That's particularly up in the air just at the moment. But yeah, we know that the next round of playoffs in Major League Soccer happen later this month as they get underway the tail end of November with Columbus and Toronto and Houston against Seattle Sounders. As always, though, for this time, Drew, it's been great to get your thoughts and be kept up to date with things in North America. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Andy. Always great to be back.